Okay, so we're doing Sidra Yom. We're doing the Perek Aleph and Rapta Alecha Gimel. Yitol Yadav, one should wash one's hands, Miyad Sheyom Mishnato, Lelo Shom Mikuv. Right away when he wakes up, without any delay. Vavi, Meino Rotze Adayin Lakum Mimitato, Misibai Zoshehi. Even though if he, for whatever reason, doesn't want to get up right now, Yitol Yadav Miyad. Right away when he gets up, he should wash his hands. Velachen Nagu Lachin Maim Liyad Amita. That's why people have the custom to prepare water next to their bed. And if the water isn't near your bed, one should be swift to reach the water. Now, even though he's quoting this halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah says, no one ever did this. Most Jewish people didn't do this. It's a level of piety. If you do it, leave water near the bed, or all this is a level of piety. You want to do it, you don't have the pressure to do it. And if it's going to wake up your fellow roommates, then you don't have a right to do it. Halacha dalit. And being that one's hands are busy, and during the sleep he's going to scratch himself all over, it's impossible that during the night he won't touch himself in all kinds of covered spots and places where he sweats. That's why Chazal instituted that when one wakes up in the morning, he should wash his hands. And we make a blessing in the morning when we wake up, when we wash our hands, assuming that one's body is clean, that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom very badly. So he makes the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, blessed are you Hashem, our God, King of the world, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav, that gave us sanctity in His mitzvos, V'tzivanu, and commanded us al netilat yadayim, about the washing of the hands. We'll do one more halacha. Halacha hey, Seder netilat yadayim, how do we wash our hands in the morning? Notel akli b'yadoim anit, we take the vessel in our right hand, u'mosol esmalit, and we give it over to the left hand. We pick up the vessel with our right hand. Now we're going to wash the right hand first. How do we do that? We pass the vessel to the left hand, v'shofech mayim al yadoim manit, and we pour the water on our right hand. Achar kach, then, ochez akli b'yadoim manit, he grabs the vessel on his right hand, v'shofech al yadoim smalit, he pours on his left hand, v'chozel al seder ze ot pamayim, and he repeats this two more times. So he'll wash each hand a total of three. Achar kach yishofshef yadav etev, then he should dry his hands well. That's very important. Chazal say if you don't dry your hands well, you'll get dry red hands. So you should dry your hands well. And Chazal say that hands that are not properly dried are also disgusting. We want our hands to be clean. We're starting our day, we want clean hands. Chazal said, you washed them and you didn't dry them well, that's also disgusting hands. You can't make a blessing with your hands still wet.
Yeah,
I don't understand how people...
For bread also.
For bread, same thing. Yeah. Right. So one has to dry one's hands well. One should also wash out one's mouth because of the mucus in it. Because we have to mention God's name in holiness and purity. Part of it is that our mouth is also clean. So one should also try to clean out one's mouth in the morning.